We've been wanting to get down here for a while. I came into the position in January of 2012 and naively thought I could get to the whole state in my first year. So we've been working with Cindy to try and get this organized because it's really important to get into the communities and really see and meet the members of the community, both the artists as well as the community members, and see, you know, what the issues are, what their challenges are in fostering strong artistic economies, creative economies. And how we might be able to serve them as the state entity to serve the arts.
Are you finding that communities are kind of insular in their arts economies that are out there, or are they working? Is there a collaboration going on? Or?
I would say yes and no. I think there's a lot of local pride in communities, which is wonderful, in really nurturing the assets that exist in the community, the artistic assets, of which you have many. But there's a lot of collaboration that happens as well. One of the things that we do is we convene consortium of people that bring in performing arts to their communities so that they can work together and save money, and you can block an artist tour through the Southeast much more cheaply than if one community working on its own wanted to bring an artist in and not share that with their counterparts in the Southeast. So there is a lot of collaboration that happens, and one of the things that we want to do in our agency is really help support and nurture stronger collaborations and networks, because it really helps maximize limited resources.
You had a discussion last night with community members, artists, business leaders, I think, about ways to improve and our strengths. And what did you talk about that?
Well, we had a really rich discussion, and it was a listening session for us to just kind of hear what some of the community issues are. And it was a great cross-section of artists from different disciplines, community leaders, educators. And we talked about some of the needs. And, you know, one of the things that came up is the need for a more dedicated space for artists to work and perform, a larger scale kind of space to do kind of more high quality gallery shows or more kind of large installation projects. One of the things that we talked about as well is this movement of creative placemaking that's kind of captured the imagination of policymakers throughout the country, but in Alaska, I think especially. And what creative placemaking is it's kind of noting that artists can be at the core of community and economic revitalization efforts. So kind of integrating and embedding the arts into other community goals, because I think the arts can make those efforts much more powerful, much more transformative, and more effective as well.
So what are the first steps to making something like that happen?
Well, I think it's the key to successful creative placemaking is cross-sector collaboration. So it's getting not artists just talking to each other, but artists talking with the Chamber of Commerce and with business leaders about, you know, what could we do to really bolster the creative economy in our main street downtown or the waterfront? How could we use the arts to really make that a more vibrant space for people to spend and tourists and community members to spend time in? So it's kind of getting outside of our own silo and talking with other interests, finding out what their goals and priorities are for the community and how the arts might help accentuate and really strengthen those efforts.
What did you see as Petersburg's strengths and weaknesses in the arts
world? Well, I've been astounded by the high caliber of artists that you have here. It's really quite incredible for such a small community. And I get the sense that there is a lot of support, community support, and pride of its artists and for its artists. I think the challenge is in many places, space and collaborative space. I would say not just for artists. Artists need space to work, and we've been able to see a number of studios, but collaborative space for artists to work together and artists from different disciplines to work together, but also for maybe the community to come in and work on community arts projects to really kind of galvanize the community and in a cohesive way around the arts.
And Cindy, you had something to add.
The only thing that I would add is visitors to the community make a couple comments about Petersburg that we hear again and again and again. They like how clean our community is. They love our artwork. They like that our artwork is local and that our artwork tells the story that we like to tell about ourselves to explain that we're a fishing community, that we're very connected to this island and natural resources. And there's an economic opportunity in that experience for folks that the chamber would like to help foster. So it's not just an arts conversation. It's an economic conversation as well that I think can strengthen Petersburg to invest in the arts and use the arts to foster economic opportunities so that people can make a living from their art, but also to tell our story.